Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is not going to be the normal, you know, podcast that we always talk about. You know, we do, you know, we talk about funny. We talk about, you know, celebrity interviews, what's happening. We joke around a lot.
Yeah, I always start with my confusion of how to run things.
Exactly,
but no,
exactly.
Not today.
I think the whole world, Jeff, the whole world, all right, is hurting today.
Yes, this is the same thing as 10 years ago at Sandy Hook. Yeah. Kids killed in elementary school by another asshole with a gun.
Exactly. This one really hurts. I mean, every one of them hurt.
Yeah.
Every one of them hurt. And yes. I saw this morning, well, first of all, I'm sure you guys, everybody knows what happened in Texas, Uvalde yesterday. Am I saying the right word?
Yeah,
the town?
Uvalde.
Uvalde?
Welcome to the Carolina Cadillo podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Carolina. But what was the total of kids killed?
I
don't want to get it wrong.
19 kids, two adults?
Two teachers, yes. Two teachers.
Oh,
my God.
Right?
It's just... Yeah. Look at my post. I think everyone's posting about it.
Oh, the
faces of those little angels, Jeff. Those little angels.
Yeah, like second and third grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Some of them are 9, 10
so
years
seven,
old.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Maybe
angels.
10 at the most. Yeah.
And, you know, their parents hugged them this morning.
Yep.
Hugged them this morning. Have a great day in school. Never
later.
Thinking that they would never, ever see their kids again.
But this is the United States in 2022. And you don't know whether you can go to the supermarket without being shot. You don't know whether you can ride the subway without being shot. You don't know whether you can send your kids to school without them being shot. Being a teacher, go to school, and you have to stand in front of your children when they're being shot. This is because this country has a serious problem with gun culture and guns. It ends there. It's not a discussion of mental illness. It's not a discussion of anything like that. This country differs from all others, okay, because of our gun culture. And it's written into our Second Amendment. And so people interpret it as it's free reign to buy guns. This kid, if you want to call him a kid, 18-year-old adult, right?
Okay, he's 18.
He bought
he can
two
buy
guns.
Guns.
On his birthday, he bought two assault weapons.
But he's not legal to drink yet.
No,
I don't get that.
No, he can't.
But he can
drink.
Buy guns.
Yes, Geraldo Rivera makes that point over and over. It's interesting you say that because that's Geraldo's point. This kid can't buy a beer, but he can go buy guns because he feels the need to kill people.
Two guns. Yeah. Wasn't there a flag? You know,
No, there was no flag when he bought the gun because there were no background checks on that. And the other thing was...
I don't understand
The other thing was there was no mental illness ever reported. Of course not. Because when people are angry, they might not be mentally ill. And when they get mad, they take a gun and they kill people. And listen, before you tell me, which my friends on Facebook said to me today, before you tell me that cars can be used to kill people and knives can be used to kill people and people kill people all around the world. Guess what? Yeah, people, you can Google and find plenty of people who've killed people with knives and driven through crowds with cars. But guess what? This doesn't happen anywhere else in the world on a regular basis. Yes, there have been mass shootings around the world, but it doesn't happen in school. Somebody posted a list on my Facebook today. You would not believe. It's like a list of about 200 schools where there have been shootings over the last couple of years. I believe it goes back 10 years. But it might be like 300 schools.
But I have to
could
say.
Could be your kids next.
I have to say, when does it end?
It doesn't end.
And you know what? I see so many posts, thoughts and prayers. And that, great.
Nope.
I also said prayers. I'm saying prayers because I am. But you know what? What are we doing about it?
No.
What are we doing about
it? Don't you know, Caroline, you're not allowed to yell about it right now. My Republican friends told me you're not allowed to talk
about it now.
You have to let the families grieve. You can't politicize this now. Well, fuck you. Yes, you can. Sorry. I never curse. If you notice on this podcast, I never curse.
Rarely curse.
Okay. I'm sorry. These people get me mad. If you defend the right to bear arms massively like we have now, you have a problem. You're complicit in this. You're helping. If you think it's okay for anybody to buy a gun at any time and that's your right, okay, it is your right, I get it. But if you think that's the most important discussion here, that oh my God, you can't infringe on people's right to own guns, well, you have a real serious problem.
Who's going to be the voice for these little babies?
That's it.
These little babies, Jeff, okay? 19 of them. Little babies. Jeff, we will never know, Jeff, if there was a future president. We will never know if there was a scientist.
A doctor.
We will never know if there was somebody that was going to cure cancer, cure world hunger. We'll never know how amazing those little babies could have been. We will never know. Those parents are never, ever going to hug their little babies again.
Yep, sent the kids off to school. You know, I look at Jackson, and I was just crying last night. I'm thinking, you know, what kind of world am I bringing this kid into? You know, I never used to say the good old days. And listen, there's crime going back since the dawn of time, all right? Bad people will do bad things. But we've made it easy to do bad things in this country. And I'm sorry to tell you this, everybody who votes Republican, but if you continue to vote for Republicans in the Senate especially, because that's where they block the legislation, you're complicit in helping these people prevent any meaningful gun legislation. Okay? And no, of course it's not going to solve the problem, but it will go a ways it'll go a ways to doing something, because when we had the assault weapons ban, which I believe Bill Clinton signed, mass shootings did go down, because sometimes these nuts, if they can't get access to a gun, they don't know how to get one. It's not like the street it's not like the city where you can find guns in Manhattan. You can find people make it seem like, oh, that's the other argument, by the way, is we don't need any new gun laws because criminals won't follow laws. Listen, then why do we have laws against murder and drug dealing? And why do we have laws against rape? Some people will follow laws. And if the culture changes, I'm telling you right now, this is my biggest argument. If the culture changes, don't raise your kids don't let your kids be raised by the internet. Yeah, the internet's around the world, but guess what? See, kids watch violent video games around the world, but guess what? They don't go on mass shooting sprees because they can't get guns, and it's not ingrained in their constitution, the right to walk around with an AK-47.
You know what? So Jackson has been watching. Jackson is homesick for a few days right now. You know what he asked me before, Jeff? He said to me, "Mommy, guns are bad." Where did he get that from?
He asked me the other day. He said, because one of his friends at school said, bang, 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 bang. And the teacher told him not to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe other parents are watching CNN or Fox or MSNBC news channels with their kids. I've tried not to let Jackson sit there while I'm watching coverage of the stuff. And at this point, really, what is the coverage? You know, my favorite, the most ridiculous aspect of this, one of the most ridiculous aspects is when you hear them say, "We don't have a motive yet." I mean, you don't really need a motive, okay? There is no motive. The guy's messed up in the brain, okay? Obviously, he wants to take out children. There's an issue in his brain, okay? You don't need a motive. There's no need to explore a motive.
He shot his grandmother first.
Yeah, shot his grandmother. She's recovering. Did you see the governor of Texas? This scumbag, okay, who said years ago that Texas is second, it's second in place of gun purchases behind California. Come on, Texas, buy more guns.
You're proud of that.
He said buy more guns. Yeah. That's the governor. He's now the governor. He was the attorney general one time in Texas.
You're proud of that.
He's proud of that. And not only that, the NRA is having a conference in Houston this weekend. He's speaking. President scumbag Trump is speaking. Ted Cruz.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
They're not going to say anything. They're going to say the right to bear arms.
Massive shooting. What are you going to say? What can you say?
It's all going to
be
about
mental
illness.
Can I say each of those parents that their kids were killed, they should be in the front row and let them look at the faces. What are you going to say to them? Guns are good. What are you going to say? I want to be there. I would like to be there. What are you going to say to those parents?
Imagine not canceling this conference, just letting it go.
You gotta be kidding me.
Like it's perfectly okay. You had 20 kids killed, 19 kids killed, 21 people killed in your state. I believe Matthew McConaughey, by the way, is from that town.
Oh, he ripped it off. He ripped it. But you know what? I gotta tell you.
You know what's funny? You need famous names in this battle. Jon Stewart, okay, has gotten a lot of money. He got a lot of money for 9/11. people who were affected from working in the pile at 9/11. You need voices like, you know, people rip on celebrities. Oh, they have the nerve to get involved. You know what? Matthew McConaughey, man, if he grew up in that town, maybe, I don't know if he went to that elementary school. Maybe he did.
But
you know, you need celebrity something. You need celebrity power. You know, it's funny. People protested in the streets for months and months over George Floyd. A horrible death, of course, all right? I get it. This fired people up. That one man got beaten by the cops. I totally understand. What would fire people up? How many kids would it take, I wonder, to get lawmakers to change? Suppose there was a mass shooting every day. Oh, wait, there is. Suppose 20 kids were killed every single day. Not 20 now, 20 in, you know, 6 next week. What if it was 20 every day? What would that get people to act at a certain point? I mean, I watched Tucker Carlson last night, and he had this reporter, this guy on. I respect this guy, Glenn Greenwald. He's a journalist. I respect him, okay? But the guy, he went into this whole thing again about picking on people because we're picking on guns right away. It's just the wrong approach, okay? You know, they're
No. You know, I know the families are grieving, but now is the time to
right.
talk.
Of
guys,
it is.
Don't let weeks pass by. Okay, everything's calm. It's not going to be calm. It's going to happen again and again and again until we do something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? And I'm not the type of person, you know, but Jeff, I don't talk about politics on the show, but this is making me mad. I've cried. I didn't sleep last night. I cried for these little babies.
I
can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what these parents are going through right now. I'm praying. I'm trying to make sense of this. Those poor little babies, Jeff, they were excited because, you know, in a few days was their summer vacation.
School was
over,
I know.
They were excited. There was one little girl that just received an award. Look at the photos.
I saw she's holding up her award.
She got an award hours before the shooting.
Yep.
Hours before, she was so excited to show her mommy and daddy.
This piece of shit comes along.
And when the shooting happened, parents, Jeff, you know what they did? Because the school was on lockdown, some of the parents broke the windows trying to get their kids out of there. I mean, they went frantic. They went crazy.
Oh, and by the way, this guy imitated the guy in Buffalo. He also wore body armor. So you got to get a headshot to kill these fucking scumbags now. You have to shoot them in the head. That's what you have to do. Because they're going to copy each other. They shouldn't sell body armor to kids. You shouldn't be able to buy body armor in this country unless you're in military, unless you're in law enforcement or you're a security guard. Why would an 18-year-old need to buy body armor? Why should he be able to buy body armor?
There's no red flag.
It's Texas. That's why. It's Texas.
Anyway, listen, I was talking about Jackson, what he, you know, was telling about guns and everything. There is a doctor that posted this morning. Tips on what to say to your child, okay? Because, you know, Jeff, you can't just say, oh, nothing, forget about it. You know, because
they're
going to hear it in school. There's 5 tips she suggested on if your child asks. Number one, ask them what they know and what they've heard.
Right.
2, ask them if they have any questions. Mm-hmm. 3, share information in response to what they ask. 4, resist the urge to overshare. Just, you know, an example is a bad man went into school and shot a lot of little kids.
Bottom line,
that's it.
He did bad things.
Number 5, provide comfort and reassurance.
That's the key. I saw they had an interview last night with a third grader. He was on the playground when the shooting started. He said he was a few feet away. He was a kid, so I don't know how far away he was. But to hear this kid describe, and they asked him what he thought about the man, and he said he was out to do bad things because he was just shooting people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, and I don't know if he was shooting him on the playground. I believe it was in the school, but I don't know all the details.
Details coming every day. I just got to tell you, I could not stop listening. At some point, I had to because I was crying uncontrollably yesterday. But you know what? We have to reassure our kids. Jackson's teacher was telling me that her kid, you know, was literally crying and scared. Mommy, what happens if somebody comes in to hurt us?
Right.
You know,
of course.
I mean, because some of these kids, I said, a lot of these mommies, I'm nervous. I'm nervous for my kid.
What do you think?
I'm nervous for my family. I'm nervous for my nephews and nieces.
I'm nervous too.
For everybody's kid.
I hate to be political. I'm never political. I rarely post politics on my Facebook. But I have to go back to this again. I saw Sean Hannity last night. I was watching Fox, and Sean Hannity said that we have to arm. He actually said we have to arm the teachers, which is fucking crazy. Okay, sorry. This kid comes in there real quick. You're not going to be able to stop. stop. You're going to be able to stop a guy. And that was my point, by the way. You're not going to stop a guy in body armor with your little pistola in your desk.
Who knows?
You're not going to arm teachers. No, you're not going to arm teachers. It makes no sense. Okay. A single point of entry at schools. Okay. That kind of makes sense. But Republicans who don't want to spend money in anything are not going to spend money. They won't even spend money to reinforce schools. I guarantee you. And Sean Hannity said you could pay. Do you want your kid to go to school with an armed guard all the time? Would you really want that? I mean, is that what it's coming to?
It looks like, Jack, because I would feel safe. At this point,
I'm
nervous. Don't you get nervous for your kid?
I am nervous,
the other day, remember, Jeff?
What kind of country am I living in?
Last week, Jeff, remember with the shootings
Buffalo. Supermarket.
I remember you said you were at a store. I won't say the name. You said you got nervous and you left with Jackson
away. I left quick, yeah. But the security guard in Buffalo, who was an ex-cop, he got killed. He shot at this guy and was probably stunned that the guy didn't fall to the ground because the guy had freaking body armor on again. You cannot arm teachers, okay? It's unrealistic to think that teacher who got killed yesterday was going to whip out a gun and battle this guy, all right? She could have killed children, too. So you can't have a gun battle in the schools. It makes no sense.
Find the speech of the senator you said spoke yesterday while I say something. What's it going to take, guys? What's it going to take to protect our kids? You know what? I'm so tired of the bullshit. Republicans this. I'm so tired of that bullshit, all right? I'm neither party. I'm for the party.
I've tried.
When it's good, okay? When it's a good choice, I'll say, okay, that one works. But why can't the fucking Democrats and the fucking Republicans come to the middle ground?
No.
Come on. We live in one country. Hold on. You're supposed to protect us. Find the speech. You're supposed to protect us. You're supposed to protect us. Okay, protect our little babies. Why can't you just come to a middle ground? Why must there still be fighting? Oh, no. Oh, no. Like two little kids. You know what? First of all, maybe none of you should be in politics. None of you. You have no conscience, no hearts. I mean, seriously, what's going to happen? What's it going to take, really?
You're right.
I don't know. I just don't know. I'm so heartbroken. More than anything, I'm pissed. I'm mad. I don't know why. I'm just mad today.
Listen, it's 2022. And
this should not be happening.
The way politics works today, okay, is that each side has staked out their ground. You're never going to have Democrats giving on certain issues. Republicans will never give in on certain issues. It's not the politics of years ago where Reagan would go out to lunch with Tip O'Neill, who was the Senate, House Majority Leader at the time. You know, these things just don't happen anymore. These people don't get along.
We should elect a president that's neither party. And then let him be in the middle. Okay, you know what?
And one is 40 years old, too, by the way.
And let's do, no, you know what? Let's come to a middle ground. Let's come to a middle ground. What is best for our country? What is best for our kids?
You want presidential? Senator Murphy from Connecticut.
14 kids dead in an elementary school in Texas right now. What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear. Every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing? Why are you here? If not to solve a problem as existential as this. This isn't inevitable. These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day. Nowhere else do parents have to talk to their kids, as I have had to do, about why they got locked into a bathroom and told to be quiet for 5 minutes just in case a bad man entered that building. Nowhere else does that happen except here in the United States of America, and it is a choice. It is our choice to let it continue.
He's totally right.
What are we doing?
Nothing.
What are we doing? What are we doing, guys? What are we doing? Politicians, what are we doing?
You know,
what
are we doing? It's funny. I wish, I mean, Joe Biden gave a forceful speech last night, but this guy was more effective. So, I mean, Joe Biden obviously talked about his loss of his kids and, you know, but, you know, this, you need people in the Senate who really can make a difference. Biden at this point has shit credibility with a lot of people because of the economy, even though clearly most of this economy trouble is not Biden's fault. Okay, we've come out of a pandemic. Gas is expensive around the world. The stupid stickers you see on the gas pump that says "I did that" with Joe Biden's picture. Joe Biden didn't do that. Okay, and no, he didn't. The pipeline didn't stop oil from coming into the country. So those who say the Keystone pipeline, I got to do this. Sorry, the Keystone pipeline made gas expensive. No, okay. Joe Biden didn't suddenly stop drilling for oil. None of that is. Very little of that is true. They haven't really renewed some of the gas leases, but that's not the main reason why gas is expensive. Gas is expensive around the world. Okay, we come out of a pandemic. There's shortages of everything in this country. Inflation is massive. I can't imagine like suddenly Joe Biden's policies in a year made the world go to shit. Donald Trump inherited a great economy from Obama. People can talk about how great Trump was, but he inherited a lot of this from Obama. So the fact that people want to blame Biden for this, I just wish he was a little more forceful with what he said last night. I'm glad he got off a plane after 17 hours and made that speech,
which is great. But he had to come on. He came on, right?
Oh, he had to come on. Listen, but, you know, I just said the senator was so effective, you know?
Yeah, but I think, Jeff, it was more. It just touched him. He was emotional. Yeah. So I'm going to give him that. Okay.
I give him that. I said.
I think he was going to break down at some point because you know
close.
What? It's senseless. You see in these little babies' faces. Jeff, get the coach Steve Kerr, Warriors, right?
Golden State Warriors, I believe.
Get him on, please. I'm seeing everybody post on Instagram. You know, I don't know. It's just so heartbreaking. I can't stop crying.
Yeah,
it's one of those days.
I look at the pictures of those kids, and you think of your
poor
son.
Babies.
You think
poor
if
babies.
You don't, and if you don't have children, you think of children you know.
Exactly.
You think of your nieces. You think of your nephews. You think of your neighbor's kids. Raising a child changed my whole life. Okay, I mean, I've never felt this kind of love. No offense, honey. I've never felt like this, and it is the most important thing I've ever done in my life. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. And, you know, I just cannot imagine losing a child at 6 years old. I mean, let alone you lose them older, you know, to tragedy. But imagine losing a 7-year-old and he goes to school and you come, you know, and not doesn't come home.
How do you go on?
Blown away by an assault weapon. You know what that's like?
No.
You know what it's like, these people?
And you know what, Jeff? I saw these. I got hit by a truck
100 times over.
I saw a video of these parents frantic, because that's how I would be, frantic.
Yeah, breaking the window.
And
like
if
you
they
said,
weren't
to get
at
into
the school,
school
they would look at the funeral homes. There was one guy, he's so frantic, and the school's in lockdown, he literally punched the window down. He saw his kid, grabbed him, and grabbed a couple other kids. They went out, and they hid. They hid.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to hide in the United States of America. At a school. This is Coach Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors.
I'm not going to talk about basketball. Nothing's happened with our team.
This was his press conference, by the way. I believe post-game. You know, they come on. The coach always gets questions asked.
Good for him.
So this was his post-game.
He used his voice because everybody knows him. He used his voice.
This is what he said.
I'm not going to talk about basketball. Nothing's happened with our team in the last 6 hours. Mm-hmm. We're going to start the same way tonight. Any basketball questions don't matter. Since we left shoot around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8 which is a background check rule.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
A couple years ago, it's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power.
50 Republicans, by the way.
So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like.
This guy should run for office.
It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Gets up and walks away, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Jeff? Those senators that don't want to vote on this because they want to keep the power, you know what? Lock them in a room. Lock them in a room. Let them stare at these little faces.
They have.
Let them talk to the parents.
They've spoken to Sandy Hook parents. They spoke to the Parkland
Shame
parents.
Shame on you.
There's this guy. The girl's name is Jamie. I feel horrible not knowing her last name. She was one of the kids shot in Parkland.
Yeah,
okay?
I saw her too this morning on TV.
The father, right?
Yeah.
She was shot in the back, that girl. Okay, she's 16 or 17. I think 14 years old. Nonetheless, she was a teenager shot in the back. I mean, these senators have come face to face with these families. They don't care. But you know what? When you live in a Republican state and issues like abortion come into play and gun control comes into play, these people automatically get votes. You've got to go to certain states and you got to target these people and get them out.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Otherwise, nothing changes. More thoughts and prayers, everybody. That's what's going to happen.
I like what Anna Navarro posted, Jeff. She said, "We have failed our children over and over again." It's just true. We've failed them again and again and again. Yeah. Another mass shooting. No amount of thoughts and prayers will bring them back ever. You know what? If you listen to the podcast, you should be mad. You should be pissed. You should really be pissed and mad. You know what? Call your senators. This is the number for the U.S. Senate hotline. 202-224-3121.
Do it again, Carolina.
202-274. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call them. Let them know you're pissed. Let them know you want change.
And no, listen, I mean, this background check for this kid probably wouldn't have revealed anything, but it'll reveal something for other people. And background check is just the beginning. That's the problem with gun control nuts. They think once you have a background check, then the next thing is confiscating all the guns. You know, they took all the guns from people in Australia. They took away assault weapons. They don't have mass shootings in Australia.
Gun reform.
There's got to be some sort of gun reform
in this
country. Because that, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that's the difference between the United States of America and other places. And that's why this doesn't go on as much in other places. You have shootings in other places. You don't have mass school shootings over and over and over again like you do in this country, up to like 300 schools or so where shootings have taken place.
You know what?
God bless those children.
You know what, guys? We are not, you know what made me cry today before in the podcast, Jeff? Because I just want to say we are not going to put a best of after this because not feeling it, and I think it's wrong. It's the world is mourning right now.
Hug your kids,
and you know what? Before we leave, I was in the car, I was going to pick up some medicine for Jackson, and I heard that song, and I broke down. You remember the what's it called? My name is Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I have a nickel.
And who played Seasons in the Sun? That's what it was called. Who played that? The Sirius XM.
Yeah, I think so.
70s on 7.
What's the guy's name?
Terry Jacks is the name of the guy who did that song.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Seasons in the Sun.
Find the song. No, I'm not talking about that one.
You're not?
I have a nickel. Yeah. I have a nickel shiny.
Yeah,
and
I
new.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I broke down because there were kids singing. There were kids singing in the playground.
Playground in My Mind. That's yes. the name of the song. Sorry. Yes. I got a few seasons in the sun.
I broke
playground
down.
Playground in My Mind is Clint Holmes, I believe, yeah. did Playground in My Mind.
I was just listening to Sirius Radio that came on.
Really?
And I just, Jeff, I started crying uncontrollably.
Wow.
You hear the little kids singing. You know, the last couple of days, I've been hearing a lot of little kids. Some of them graduating from, you know, a pre-K. Their mm-hmm. kindergarten song.
Of course. Oh, of course.
And I yep. broke down. I just broke down today. You want to play a little piece of it? We're out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm playing. Hold on. I'm trying to find here. This is a classic, man. This is a 70s classic. Oh, not that one. Sorry. It wouldn't be the podcast without a screw up, right? Let's try again. This content will not load. Oh, wait. There it goes. That one. Right?
Broke my heart today.
Make her cry again. Sorry. Pray for those kids, everybody. Pray for their families, really. I know it doesn't bring anything back, but you know.
When this whole world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind where the children laugh and the children play and we sing.
Hearts are broken, and we go out to you. Let there be change now.
That it used to be. Close your eyes and follow me where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song all day.
Carolina Cadillo shows at JJ Production.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.